This is the Seabed Daily Text. This just in. We interrupt this series for a word from our sponsor. Mark 4, 35 to 41. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Consider this. If you're thinking he's about to invite us yet again to come to the New Room Conference, you would be wrong. Seedbed is not our sponsor. Our sponsor is Jesus. I woke early with a strong sense of a word from him for you. A second half of the Gospel Challenge series, Interrupting Word. It's the beauty of writing the daily text in real time. Though all this material ultimately winds up downloaded in books, it always arrives as a live stream. So to the word from our sponsor, Jesus. He wants you to know that he sees the storm you're facing right now. And while it rages on, it may seem like he is far from you, nowhere to be found. How could he be so distant and silent in the midst of this shipwrecking storm all around you? Maybe the cancer came back, or the marriage is failing, or the business is collapsing, or the prodigal daughter went past the point of no return, or the grandson perished. These storms rage everywhere, all around us, all the time. They are the norm, not the exception. Here's the word from our sponsor, Jesus. I am with you. I am not distant or far from you. I am in the boat, sleeping. The problem is not that the storm is raging all around you, though that is a problem. It is that the storm has gotten inside of you. These waves may do irreparable damage, but I will redeem it. What the enemy meant for evil, I will turn to good. I am the peace of God, the one who sleeps in the storm. And though I am with you, I will come closer. Welcome me to come within you, from the stern to the helm. Just as I spoke to the storm on the sea, now I speak to the storm in you. Quiet, be still. Give audible voice to those words. He is speaking them into you. Quiet. Be still. Though the outside circumstances may not change today or tomorrow or ever, he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. And he is able to guard your heart and your mind and keep you in his peace and make you his peace to those around you in a way that cannot be explained or even understood. I am the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades. Revelation 1:18. We'll get back to our series tomorrow. The prayer. Lord Jesus, it's the pillow that gets me. Who brings a pillow to a storm? Only you. I receive your word, quiet, be still. I claim them and speak them in unison with your voice over this storm. Quiet, be still. I speak to the waves. Though you may wreck this ship, you shall not wreck this soul. Come, Holy Spirit, and let Jesus arise in me and make me his presence to others on these stormy seas of life. In Jesus' name, amen. The question, who might Jesus want you to share this word with today? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.